Well, a very good morning to everybody. I say morning, it depends where you are, doesn't it, I suppose. We go to February 1965. At number one was You've Lost That Loving Feeling with the Righteous Brothers. At number two, Downtown. And at number three, which is where we'll start, Gary Lewis and the Playboys. And this diamond ring. So there we are, we started with a song which doesn't really relate to the British charts. One that did is at number four, which was a lady called Shirley Ellis.
The name game. Shirley! Shirley, Shirley, for Burley, for Nana, Fana, for Furley, Fee, Fine, Mo, Merley. Shirley. Lincoln, 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 for Bingham, for Nana, Fana, for Fingan, Fee, Fine, Mo, Mingan. Lincoln. Come on, everybody. I say, now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name, I treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say, Bo, add a B. Then I say the name, then banana. Say the name again with an F, bird plane, then a V, fly and a mo. Then I say the name again with an M this time, and there isn't any name that I can't rhyme. Arnold, 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 Bobano, Bonana, Fana, Fofano, Fee, Fi, Mo, Monola, Arnold. But if the first two letters are ever the same, drop them both, then say the name like Bob, Bob. Drop the F's, go red, or Mary, Mary, drop the M's.
Okay, those that know the music will know the clapping game, and of course that was the one Shirley Ellis became very famous in Britain for. That was okay, and I suppose it was a bit of fun. One that was a huge, huge song everywhere was the song that I'm going to play for you now. These are the Temptations, and the song, of course, is My Girl. One of those songs, isn't it? One of those great, great tracks that everybody seemed to like. My Girl. And Tamla Motown was beginning to make its impact in the UK. Now, there was a guy called Joe Tex, and we used to get some very, very strange songs from him. Normally very good, by the way. I got them on the Atlantic label as promotional copies sent up by the PR guys in London. And here's one which I've never seen before. Hold What You've Got. So, is it going to be a tricky one, or is it going to be something a bit catchy, or is it going to be, I don't know. We'll see.
You had the better hold on. Hold on to what you got. You had the better hold on. Before you can count, one, two, three, yes they will, yes they will. Listen, fellas, you know it's not all the time that a man can have a good woman, a woman that he can call his very own, a woman who will stay right there at home and mind the children while he's going to work, woman who will have his dinner cooked when he comes home. Where some men make mistakes is when they go out and stay because they feel that no other man won't see the woman but him. But listen, Before you can count, one, two, three, yes they will, yes he will. Listen girls, this goes for you too, because you know I've seen so many women who've had so many good men in life, men who would stand by them through thick and thin, men who would go to work every day and bring home their hard-earned pay. Men who would give their women anything that their little heart desired. Where some women make mistakes is when their men go out and let them play, they would stay because they felt that no other woman wanted him but her. Listen, if you think that no other woman wants him, just pitch him out in the streets. Some woman will have your man before you can count. One, two, three. Yes, she will. Yes, she will.
Okay, Joe Tex singing a nice love song. Wasn't the Joe Tex I remember, because basically it was never presented to us in that way. He was always a disco, or as I say, I think he did Patches was one of his, and Hold Me was another one. Show Me a Woman. Okay, so to one of the all-time greats, here it comes at number 7. Here's the Kinks. Well, I was a big fan of the Kinks, and as I said in another previous podcast, I didn't really have a concept that they were always fighting, so they'd do a gig or whatever and then have a big bust up on stage. I just thought the music was brilliant. Here's a guy I used to like, and I remember this coming out on a Stax label promotional copy. It was Sam Cooke. Shake.
Tell you what we're gonna do. There's a new thing that's going around, and I'll tell you what to put in.
on the soup and make your body loop-de-loop. Put your hands on your hips and kind of let your backbone slip. Move your body like a whip and just shake. That's doing it. Shake. Yeah, you're looking good now. Shake. Shake with all your might, or if you do it right, just make your body loose and light. You gotta shake, oh honey, shake, shake, oh that's the way to do it, shake, yeah. All right, oh you're doing it now.
I think my first version of that was also a promotional copy on the Atlantic label by Otis Redding. Anyway, you pays your money, you takes your core choice, as they say. Now, let's hear about the Jolly Green Giant. This is the song of the Kingsmen, and it is at number 9.
In the valley of the Jolly,
ho, ho, ho.
So mean. One day he left his valley path. I mean to say, this cat was mad. Now looking around, he wasn't gone long.
And then he ran into an Amazon. Well, this changed his whole complexion.
Broccoli.
He had never seen such beautiful sight.
For it,
he looked at her, and she looked at him, and she almost passed out from fright. Looked at her, thought what a deli. He touched her once, she slapped him silly. This was something he had never sensed. He looked at her as she commenced. Now listen, pal, this ain't no fluke. I can't see going with a big green coop. You've heard about the Jolly Green Giant.
Hey,
don't let
plan.
His troubles cross your mind.
Sorry, Fox.
He couldn't get Sally. Was colorblind.
Do you know what? I never realized the Jolly Green Giant was part of a big American sort of publicity campaign. I suppose I should have done, really, because it was well coordinated and everything, but there we are. You live and learn, and the music's taught me something this morning as we go next to number 10 in 1965 in January, and a duo you'll know as Peter and Gordon.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so
I said, it's February.
I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide, go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide, go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside, now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide, go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by.
Now I'm racking my brains trying to think who had the other version of that, because there was another version. I'm not going to find it for the moment, so what I'll do is I'll get on and Google it while we go to number one in March of 1965. What was that song?
Thank you.
The Beatles, 8 days a wheat. A wheat. Why am I saying wheat? It's nothing to do with wheat. I've had me breakfast. Number two, The Temptations, March 1965. And at number three, The Supremes. Great songs, The Supremes, of course. Great group. And, yeah, it was a pleasure to go and see them. Diamond Ring by Gary Lewis is at number four. And then here's a song by Jewel Aitken, which was called The Birds and the Bees, at number five.
Girl and a guy, and the way they could keep on a night.
See what I mean about this simplicity of life, you know. Even in 1965, we didn't have many really truly aggressive songs. So if you're looking for changes in society, remembering we sing these songs all the time. A lot of these did come across to the UK. That one certainly did. Now, here's a song which has great significance for me. And the reason why I say this is down in Cornwall when we started with karaoke, because at that time it didn't exist. I just spotted the new karaoke Laserdisc system, and I remember playing this track in the Daniel Arms in Truro. The landlord, I can't remember his name, but he got fully behind the concept of having people coming up and singing, and I told him about the Japanese tradition of going out to work and then going out to a karaoke bar. And whatever his name was, he thoroughly backed what we tried to do. I know we had Simon Hall and Louise, Simon and Louise before him, but believe me, this was the song that really everybody in the pub seemed to like. I think I even sang it myself. King of the Road.
Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Whoa, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all their children, all of their names, in every handout in every town. Every lock, it ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I've 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys.
There he goes off into the distance. Great song. Great karaoke track. Everybody used to sing in the chorus there. And it was, of course, Stoogies that we were looking for. Old Stoogies. Now, here we go. In 1965, in March, at number 7. Here's a man. And would I have dreamt that I'd be playing football with him later in life? No, I wouldn't. Did most people realise he wrote this song? No, they probably wouldn't. Jerry Marsden.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere. Each with their own secret care. So ferry cross the Mersey and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
You might ask me, what was he like? Well, for me, at that time, the first time he came and played for the Merseyside All Showbiz Stars, I just sort of, you know, you have the glazed look in your eyes. But he was very quiet, really, because he wasn't a good footballer, you see. He was there because he was a personality and he'd draw the crowds in and help us make a lot of money to help the charities. But he was a very, very nice man. And then later, when I was on the radio here in Spain and rang him up, he just had a... I think he just had his heart bypass, and he was such a nice interviewee. I've got to say, it was an absolute pleasure, and I think of Jerry as an absolute gentleman. Very, very big on Merseyside. When the Beatles went away, he was the most popular arm with his band, of course, around Merseyside. And I remember him playing at Mac Fisheries in Port Sunlight. And I think that's when I first saw him as an individual away from being on stage. Anyway. Herman's Hermits. Mrs. Brown.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's ooh-wee. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad I found you, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? When you ask me to meet your mom, I knew that baby we'd be going far. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love.
Now then, first time I actually saw them was probably at the Cavern or the Iron Door. Then in the Cavern at a lunchtime session when they played the House of the Rising Sun. They were the band on at dinner time, and he sang his version of Zip Up My Doodah. And anyway, that was Herman. Then, of course, he went off to the States, and that particular song in the UK was covered by Goldie and the Gingerbreads, which I think was on Pie. I think that was the label that came out on. Back for Little Anthony and the Imperials at number 10, and Hurt So Bad. So let's move on.
I know you don't know what I'm going through. Standing here looking at you. Okay, she's in love, don't stand in her way. Well, let me tell you that it hurts so bad. It makes me feel so sad. It's gonna hurt so bad if you walk away. Why don't you stay?
Okay, so that one definitely wasn't released in the United Kingdom. As we move to April 1965, and the first song coming up for you in that month. Now, Short Pants.
I'm in love with you now.
Shame, really, because the backing group often doesn't get any recognition whatsoever. And I played in a charity football game. The backing group was there. Freddie didn't turn up. Freddie Starr played in the game. And another couple of celebrities, and I can't remember who they were. But Freddie didn't even turn up for a kickabout. He didn't even turn up for kicking in. So, Freddie, what a shame. I would have liked to have met you. Here's the Game of Love. Wayne Fontana at number 3 in March. Or is it April? I'm getting myself mixed up. That's number four, April 1965. And, of course, that was I Know a Place, Petula Clark. One of my most favourite bands of all time was Junie Walker and the All-Stars, and this time they're playing Shotgun for us at number five, April 1965. Absolutely love that. At number, where are we? Number eight, we'll go to four, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
Thank you.
Just about time to play you the number 7 song from this month, and that will close this podcast as we say goodbye with the Kinks. So tired, tired of waiting for you. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Thank you for listening. This is crazy.